This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us in the Trocare College live line, Father Robert Harvey with the Calvary Episcopal Church, who has, continuing today and has been for years doing Ashes to Go. Father, out there looks kind of wet. How are you staying dry this morning?
We have ponchos. We have one of our volunteers this morning showed up very first thing fortuitously with a bunch of ponchos for all of our volunteers. And yes, we already had, I believe, about 65 people come here for their Ashes to Go. But yeah, it's kind of a wet day, but at least it's not freezing and it's not snow.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. And this is drive-through service too, right? They're not even getting out of their cars.
That's correct. What we do is we offer ashes right from your car. We have volunteers from our parish and myself who give people their ashes from their while they're sitting in their car, and to people even as young as newborn babies, if the parents want that, we offer ashes to go right from your car. And this year we're also giving a little wristband with a message we call Lenten practice. We're looking at the topic of kindness this year. We figure that this year just seems like so many people are hungry for acts of kindness, random acts of kindness. And so we're taking that on with a wristband that says kindness on one side, and the other side it says my daily practice. And it's to encourage us to be kind to each other and show how a true core Christian principle as we work our way through these weeks of Lent.
You know, you mentioned a core principle, so you're always kind of preaching kindness, but how are you looking to hammer that message home over the next month and a half?
Well, we're as we're distributing the wristbands, we're also has a little card on there with suggestions about how you offer kindness. And one of the ways is online. One of the things that we keep hearing about, people are so angry online. They'll be nice to each other, say, in church on Sunday morning. They'll pass the peace to each other in the middle of service. But when it comes to online, suddenly we become vicious and cruel. And said, people are yearning for acts of kindness and ways of expressing it. What we're doing here at the church is we're looking at Jesus' parables, one of which is, of course, the Good Samaritan. How did that Samaritan respond when he saw somebody lying by the side of the road? The people that should have helped didn't, but somebody else went out of his way to pay for the hotel, pay for the care It was a random act of kindness from this Samaritan. And so we're offering, looking, the weeks of Lent, we're looking at the parables of Jesus and considering how he showed us ways of kindness through the parables he taught, like the prodigal son, ways to be kind at work, ways to be kind when you're out in the community. And the big one that people have been talking about here has been, how can you be kind online? I said, well, how are you with each other when you're face to face? Why can't we do that when we're online? Can't we show acts of kindness and respect? After all, we are all created in God's image. So let's share our common humanity by an act of kindness and encouragement, rather than trying to be the expert or feel like I have to say something negative about someone else.
Wow, what a message that is. You know, when you're doing this today, so many times, maybe probably hundreds of times today, you're making a personal connection with each person, aren't you? And
Yeah. What
is that like? What's the response that you get from the person in the car?
Over and over again, what we hear is appreciation. People say, thank you for doing this. I can't get to my church on Ash Wednesday. It's a work day. It's a school day. Schools are open. And so many people can't get to their church. So I know for many people, Ash Wednesday is a holy day of obligation where they're obliged to go to church to get their ashes. But these days, they just can't do it. And so what we're trying to do is offer people this an opportunity to get their ashes, to touch something sacred and holy as we begin this holy season of Lent.
Has the reaction to the idea of ashes to go changed over the years? I can imagine, you know, at first there's probably some resistance, but it seems like people are really, you know, as you just said, open to it now.
They are. We had a few people kind of say, well, you're stealing people from their church, from their own church, that kind of thing. That was probably our first or second year. This is our 10th year to do this. We don't hear that anymore. What we mostly hear is just appreciation. Thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it. Oh, we've already had it this morning. People have been coming through thanking us for doing this and offering this yet again this year.
And then the ashes that you're putting on the foreheads, that is a symbol of what?
Mortality. It unifies us all. The one great equalizer is to say, we're all going to die. This is a sign of our mortality, but it's also a sign of our connectivity with each other. Remember, in the Bible, it's described God taking the dust of the earth, the primal elements. From the primal elements, God created all of us from dust, and then the Bible says God breathed into the dust the breath of life, and then we became human beings. And it's what unites each one of us, regardless of our background, unites us all created in God's image.
Well, Father, we thank you for the time this morning. Good luck out there today, and try and stay dry while you're outside. Father Robert Harvey is with the Calvary Episcopal Church, which is doing Ashes to Go.
It's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, anytime during those hours. And the church is located at 20 Milton Street at South Cayuga Road in the village of Williamsville.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.